on X.
We've been waiting all week. It's Friday morning, and we're mighty thirsty.
Who needs a beer?
Who doesn't?
All I want to do is drink beer for breakfast.
My beer buddies and I are here to drink some beer with you through the radio. It's Marty. Across from me, the brewmaster Carl Strauss, the pride of Chula Vista, the man who brought us the Tower X West Coast IPA. It's got the teal can with the big 91XX and radio tower on it. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning. Happy Friday, man.
Brendan Hernandez, he is the man behind SanDiegoBeer.news. It is all things craft beer in San Diego. Good morning, Brandon.
Good to see you guys.
Plus, special guest Peter Zion, owner of Alesmith, with a new beer. Are you guys ready to drink some beer for breakfast?
All I want to do is drink beer for breakfast.
All right, everybody. We've got two iconic beers in front of us today from an iconic brewery here in San Diego that's been around a long, long time. And we've got the owner brewmaster here in the studio with us. I'm talking about Peter Zion. Pete, I'm digging this peach lager. Sunpath.
Yeah.
Tell us about this real quick.
Surprise from Alesmith. We're going with the lower alcohol. This is basically a 4% beer with real fruit, nice clean lager, crisp, and it's got a really nice little peach kick to it. And keeping beers in front of the people that they want to drink is the name of the game.
Yeah. I think it's got more than a nice little peach expression going on. I think it's got a lot of peach expression, and it's delicious.
We up the peach because, you know, a lot of these other beverages that I won't give them any ads for are very fruity and very fruit forward. And it's what some of the younger drinkers want to drink. But I find the mid-age people and our common customer, because we do have a wide demographic at Alesmith, everyone's loving this beer. So really excited about it.
I'm sure it's going to be a hit at Bernardo. Brandon, what can you tell us about that event?
This is the day of the year that craft beer comes to town. It's so cool because we're kind of a sleepy burg, you know what I'm saying? But really, like, we have a great location for it over at Webb Park. It's around this lake, and there's you put a beer fest there, it's a no-brainer. But I mean, you guys have people lined up from all over and outside of San Diego County as well this year, right?
Yeah, it's quite the lineup. And as Brandon said, it's just the premier beer festival of Rancho Bernardo, but also San Diego wise, it's become one of the better beer festivals. And the Sunrise Rotary puts this on, and they're very charitable. All the money's going to be dispersed between, I believe, 15 different charities. And they were smart enough to put beer people in charge of getting the other breweries. So
imagine.
So yeah, we call in the favors out. And it's Webb Park, if you haven't been. It's a little hidden gem tucked away off the 15 in Rancho Bernardo. And it's nice and shady and spacious. You get to walk around. There's a big lake there with, ducks and geese. It's just a great festival, and we really like to come out on October 11th.
Peter, I would love to know how this relationship with Tony Gwynn began and the story of Alesmith 394, the beer, started.
Yeah, you know, wrap up our World Beer Cup medals and JBF, and you can just toss those aside for my greatest honor. It's working with Tony Gwynn. And an attorney who remembered me from pouring at his law firm back in 07 called me, said he had a high-profile sports figure, wanted to make his own beer. You want to guess? And I said, oh, San Diego, it's a short list. I'm going to say Dave Winfield, Philip Rivers, Tony Gwynn. Ah, you got it. So fast forward 48 hours, my wife and I are standing in front of the Gwynn's home in Poway, holding growlers of four of our beers, an extra pale ale, an IPA, nut brown ale, and then something completely different, our Horny Devil Strong Belgian. And it was when I blended the X and the IPA together, we started getting close to something Tony would enjoy. He didn't like bitterness. He kept saying, what's that thing? I like the flavor, the citrus thing. I just don't like that, you know, sensation on the back of my throat. So we designed a beer, very low bitterness, malty, balanced, but obviously hoppy with a big citrus character, comes in at 6%. It's become a fan favorite. He said, you know, I don't want this to be a one-hit thing. You know, I want people to really drink this.
Yeah. And
I said, well, you know, you're talking to the right brewery. We have fans that are expecting greatness, and we're not going to just make this because your picture's on it. So from that day on, that night we left, and I got a single word from the attorney who had introduced us, and it just said home run on my text.
Nice.
And we were off and running.
Wow.
A great beer in addition to a great tribute.
I like to think we were a little ahead of our time there, and it was really Tony's direction that made it happen.
Alesmith Brewing, one of the Mount Rushmore brewers of San Diego. Peter Zion, thank you for your time. Brewmaster, take us out.
Yeah. Support your local breweries, everybody. Cheers.
Cheers.
All I want to do is drink beer for breakfast.
91X.
Beer for Breakfast, supported by SanDiegoBeer.News. Check out the website, click, and find out more about this segment. SanDiegoBeer.News.